On for you.
Jamestown and Mandan, West Region semifinals here on ESPN Jamestown. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you. And I did have one starter on, Aaron Riopelle getting the start instead of Tyler Filmoni tonight for the Braves. It'll be Klein against Levine for the tip. Scott McPherson will throw it up. The Jays left to right. The Mandan Braves right to left. And the opening tap is won by the Mandan Braves. Our officials tonight, Chad Bjornson, Todd Chosik, and Scott McPherson. Into the lane. Klein pull-up jumper off the back rim. No. And a rebound comes out near the right elbow. Vacuumed up by Keith Levine. Now Shea Carroll up ahead for Hilgeman. Leaping catch under the basket. Hits Carson coming down the lane. His layup won't go off the front rim and out. And a rebound picked up by Klein. Ball back to Mandan. Each team with a miss on their opening possession. Just 26 seconds in. Jackson Wiest down to the right baseline. Up to the top of the key. Riopelle. One dribble back to Wiest. Right corner. Wiest attacking the baseline. And a foul going to be called on Carson Lamb.
You know, we talked about the Klein-Levine matchup. That's the other matchup tonight. It's going to be Carson and Jackson. How does that matchup go? Last game, Carson had a real nice game.
Inbound goes to Jace Lohman. Down the angle. Right side runner rolls in off the front rim. Nice finish from Lohman.
Basket by Jace Lohman.
And he puts Mandan on the board quickly. 2-0. Carroll off left corner for Lamp. Lamp brings it back up to the wing. Guarded tightly by Jackson Wiest. Crossover. Dumps it in now for Levine, low on the left, starts to work in on Klein. Hop step in the lane, right hook over Elijah, hit the front rim, no. And the ball comes back down to Klein, lands right in his lap. It's 2-0 Mandan. The Braves have it back. Left side for Riopelle. Throws it up top to Dane Carlson, who, as Luke alluded to, had a great game in Jamestown, but just too much time on the bench in foul trouble. Klein looking on the back door, wasn't there. Left of the block, starts to back his way into the lane. Turns around, throws it to the corner, and missed his target. He was looking for Riopelle in the right corner and airmailed the pass out of bounds.
That's that hesitancy there. That's a good look right there. I'm surprised he doesn't take that. Cut, not just a little miscommunication there.
2-0 in favor of Mandan. Jamestown with the ball. Just about 90 seconds gone here in the first half. Carson Lamp with it on the right wing. Off into the right corner for Shea. Shea dribbles baseline, skips it across. Hilgeman's going to shoot it. Three ball, rattles out. And a rebound picked up by Riopelle. Pass up ahead for Dane Carlson, right sideline. Carlson looking to attack the baseline. Runs a pass across to the left corner for Lohman. Now to the high post for Klein. Didn't even look to score that time. Now Jackson Wiest down to the right block. It's cut off there by Hilgeman. Out top to Carlson. Wiest back into the right corner. Riopelle throws it up top for Lohman. 10 to shoot. Around a high screen. Shuffles off to the right. Nothing there. To Klein, right corner. Got Levine on him. 5 to shoot. Carlson on the curl. Down the right side. Throws it up. Off the back rim. No. And a rebound by Brooks Carroll. And he throws it right to Jace Lohman, who scores.
Unfortunate, because really good defense by Carson in a position. He could have picked up his second foul. He avoids it. Just a little mistake there by Carroll.
So it's 4-0 Mandan. Shea Carroll dribbles baseline. Runner off the back iron, no good. And a rebound picked up by Klein. And Mandan's got the ball up 4-0. 15:30 to go in the first half. Klein, around a high screen from Riopelle. Hands to Carlson. Back to the middle. Throws it to Lohman. He had to knock it down and retreat to get it. Lohman walks over to the right side. Gives to Klein. Line over to Carlson, left of the circle. Trying to turn the corner down the middle. Back over to the right baseline for Riopelle. He bounces it off his foot. Gets it to Jackson. Top of the key. Three is good.
Well, the first five-minute stretch we talked about is not exactly what we're looking for. We've got to get a bucket here to get the nerves calmed down.
So it's 7-0 Mandan. 3 minutes gone in the opening half. Right side for Hilgeman. Hilgeman down to the right baseline. Trying to cut back in towards the middle. At the foul line. Gets it to Brooks on the low left. Back up to Hilgeman. Carson coming off the screen. Catch and shoot. Three. Front rim, no. And Shea Carroll with the rebound. Gets it to Brooks and puts it in off the window.
I'll tell you what. He is just, we talk about it all the time, he's a pit bull. He finds a way to get his hands on everything. Drops it to his brother. Great, great look.
7-2. Mandan the lead. Wiest with it on the right sideline. Bounces it in towards Klein, but it's knocked away by Jamestown and out of bounds.
You know, one of the X factors at home that night was Jacob Hilgeman. He was as aggressive as I've seen him offensively all year. So we'll see what he can bring tonight here offensively as well.
Inbound goes to Wiest. Carlson free throw line extended. Hands to Lohman. Lohman trying to turn the corner. Now a step back three. Top of the key. Hits the front rim. No good. Rebound for Keith Levine. Here comes Jamestown. Hilgeman right sideline. Little hesitation. Blows by Lohman. Beats him to the window. Lays it in on the foul.
On cue, right there from Hilgeman. Little hesitation, change of level, change of speed. and just blew by him. We need a lot of that from Jacob tonight.
So Jamestown scores, and Lohman had his right hand on the left hip of Hilgemann as he laid that one in. Jacob will try to convert the three-point play, and the foul shot is up and no good. And Keith Levine fighting for the loose ball, but it's knocked out of bounds off of Jamestown.
We got a foul on him.
Oh, we did.
Yep, foul come from the opposite side on the push on the backside.
So Levine picks up his first, and he's going to have to be careful.
That's one to watch right now. We've struggled with foul trouble here, especially late in the year.
7-4, Mandan. Lohman up top, hands it off to Carlson. Carlson a couple dribbles towards the right wing. Guarded by Shea Carroll. Hesitates, dribbles down the lane, gets it to Clyde. Klein trying to work his way to the corner. Shea Carroll almost knocked it free. Now Carlson, pull-up jumper from the right side, no good. Rebound tapped out to the foul line there to get it was Hilgemann. And Jamestown has it back. Hilgemann, little tempo, bounce it off into the corner for Shea Carroll and missed his target. It's going out of bounds and back to Mandan.
You could hear Coach asking for tempo there. I don't know if you heard him. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And I like that. I think for us right now, let's use our athleticism, running the length of the floor. We've got guys on the bench. You know, one of those guys I'm assuming we're going to need to see from tonight is probably Matt Anderson coming in and giving some minutes on Klein.
Mandan leads 7-4. Hesitation for Weiss. Gets down to the right block. Missed it. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Levine. It's going to stay here with Mandan. Good move from Jackson. Couldn't quite put it away. He, of course, is wearing that right shoulder harness and dealing with a lot of pain, I have a feeling, in that deal. Here's Wiest in the lane. Pull-up jumper off the front rim. No. Rolls off. Levine has the rebound for Jamestown. Carson Lamp will take it up the right sideline for the Jays. Crossover into the middle. Almost lost his footing. Gets it out to Carroll on the right side. Carroll's got Thilmoni on him. Both Thilmoni and Maloney in now for Mandan. And there goes Shea Carroll off the left baseline in a layup.
One thing I really like about that, two looks for him. Last night he had multiple opportunities near the rim and Denver pulled it. So the great look for Chase
Lohman's lucky he didn't get his second. He hit Shea right across the top of the head. Klein backing his way and turns around over. Hilgemann misses the shot. Rebound Levine. Jamestown has it. Hilgemann looking to push the tempo. Skips it across the floor to Carson. Now back to Shea on the left wing. Carroll down to the left baseline. Has Lohman on his back. Gets it out to Levine, top of the key. Levine hop step to the right side of the lane. Going to go to the hook shot. Missed it. That was looked like it was blocked. It was off the hands of Klein and out of bounds. It'll stay with Jamestown. 11 on the shot clock. Ty Munson coming in for Jamestown.
And one of the things that Jacob Hilgemann brings, he was just guarding a 6-7 right there. Contested him all the way up. Just a great defender.
Inbound goes to Carroll, left baseline. Carroll turns down to the left side, now backs it out to the corner, 7 to shoot. Carroll looks for Lamp inside, and there's Carson for a layup.
Again, those combinations, great
long
vision.
Pass ahead, and Jace Lohman with a runner and a foul on Lamp. That's going to be his second.
Big.
And we know the usual rule from Jacoby Lloyd is 2 fouls and you sit for the half.
We're not in usual circumstances, though, so it'll be interesting to see here. I saw Carson walk right over to him and said, Coach, I'm okay. I always loved hearing that, but I rarely trusted it. Not with 12 minutes left in the half, anyways.
So Lohman will shoot twice. First one is good. Of course, if the name Jace Lohman, or I should say the name Lohman sounds familiar, his sister was on the University of Jamestown volleyball team that made that run in the NAI Final Four.
It'll be really interesting to see how we handle this with Carson here. I'm assuming they're really going to, he's just going to basically play dummy defense right now to make sure we don't get the third.
Jace Lohman has 6 of the 9 for Mandan. They lead 9-8. 1-point lead for the Braves. Carson Lamp with it in the right corner. He's trapped there now, trying to get rid of it, and had it knocked out of bounds by Maloney. It's going to stay here with Jamestown.
Yep. You can hear Coach. Let's get a reversal. We're staying one-sided right now. You know, after a really quick start by Mandan, we did a really nice job of just settling in and making some plays to get this right back to one.
Inbound goes to Shea Carroll up on the right wing. Matt Anderson in the ball game for Jamestown. Ty Munson with it left corner. 12 to shoot. Munson back up to Shea Carroll. 9 to shoot. Shea down to the baseline. Kicks it up to Hilgemann. Hilgemann cut off there. Across the floor goes to Lamp. Lamp a shot fake. Rises up. 3 off the back rim. And Klein skies over Matt Anderson for the rebound. And that's where Matt's got to get a body on Klein.
Got to get into his legs because you hit it on the head. He skied for that rebound. He went up high.
Mandan up 9-8. Lohman to the foul line. Dumps it back to Klein on the roll. Nothing there. Back out top. Left corner for Jackson Weiss. Mandan leads 9-8. Tipped away by Hilgemann and out of bounds.
That's the perfect situation I was just talking about. I appreciate when Klein kicks that one back out. He's got Hilgemann on his backside, 8 feet from the hoop. If I'm coaching that, I'm saying that ball does not come out of your hands. The only way it comes out is at the rim. But you know, he's also a guy, he'll feel out the game.
Klein with it on the left sideline. Had one-on-one matchup there if he wants it. Now they give it back to him. Klein's going to rise up, 17-footer. That's an air ball, but Dan Carlson, the rebound, misses the first one, taps back the second one.
And that one right there is a case of Carson Lamp not wanting to pick up a third foul. Gave up position because he didn't want to get into a wrestling match.
11-8, a three-point lead for Mandan. Right side for Lamp. Lamp is going to be trapped there as they brought two guys to him. Now to Brooks Carroll. He lost the ball for a moment, gets it back. Carroll has Carlson all over him. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Shea, top of the key, around a Matt Anderson screen. Goes back into Matt, low left side, and he puts it up and in.
Man, Shea Carroll has just been so huge for us in both of these games.
Baseline to the left side. Runner no good. Missed by Phil Mulney. Rebound Carson Lamp. Here comes Shea Carroll, right sideline. Mandan leads 11-10. Handoff back to Carson. Pulls up. Elbow jumper, air ball. And that's going out of bounds and back to Mandan. And Carson's having trouble finding the range.
Pressing a little bit right now. I'm sure fouls play into that. It gets in your head a little bit. You kind of alter your game. The one thing you've noticed right now, whenever Carson catches it, they're doubling him in immediately. Essentially, they're saying, we're not going to let Carson Lamp beat us. Who's it going to be? Because it's not going to be him.
Mandan 11, Jamestown 10, 10-19 to go in the opening half. High post for Klein. Left-hand dribble, dumps it off into the corner. Catch and shoot three. Phil Mulney is good.
And good balance for Mandan. Nice find.
Mandan leads by four. 14-10, Shea Carroll, angle drive, down to the left baseline. Cut off there, skips a pass into the corner for Hilgeman. Bobbled it for a moment. Now Hilgeman brings it back towards the foul line. Over to Ty Munson. Munson looking for a handoff, gets it to Carroll. Handoff to Brooks up top. Brooks steps in, kicks it off right. Hilgeman drives by the first defender, beats everybody else for a layup.
Tell you what, that was a great possession. Five or six passes, three shifts. Great hesitation from Jacob.
Mandan leads 14-12. Phil Mulney with the top of the key. Bounces over the right side for Dane Carlson. Handoff to Jackson Weiss. Shea nearly jumped the handoff. Opposite the screen. Drives in. Right-handed runner off the window and in.
Yeah, just a mistake defensively from Shea. Approaching the screen rather than playing it straight up.
Mandan 16, Jamestown 12. We're about at the midpoint of the opening half. Ty Munson with it on the right wing. Hilgeman swings it left for Shea Carroll. Shea Carroll skips it across the floor. Munson. In the right corner now. Ty dribbles baseline. Got that one hit from behind out of his hands and he's fouled.
I thought that was going to go.
Almost did. It rolled off the back rim twice. Or bounced off the back rim twice. It'll be a couple of free throws now.
I think that's one of the most underrated passes in basketball. That skip pass, it just shifts your entire defense. It breaks teams down defensively. And that's how Ty gets to the rim right there. Just a great skip. I'd love to see us look at that a little more.
Munson misses the first free throw. Mandan leads 16-12. Game clock at 9:05 of the first half.
You know, as slow as this seems, this is still a much better start for us tonight than it was last night.
Free throw by Munson is good. Jamestown down a possession. Jace Lohman coming back in for Mandan.
So at what point do they take Klein to the bench? And when they do, I assume we're going to see Levine substitution right away and pound that paint.
Weiss will bring it over to the left wing. Backdoor cut, and Lohman lost it on the way up. Lohman had the open lane off the back cut, but the ball came out of his hands and I think hit his knee and popped out of play.
Really good back cut right there. Just heavy denial up. We used to call it the read line, three-point line. You read that, you back cut that as hard as you can. Just couldn't finish.
My Badgers ran that for a layup against Minnesota the other night to win the game. Munson up top. Angle drive, left sideline, down to the block, cut off there, and in amongst the trees, gets into the corner for Hilgeman. Up top for Brooks, first catch and shoot of the game is good.
He will be huge. That one, all rhythm. Great look from Brooks to start us.
There is nobody that gets their feet set quicker than Brooks Carroll.
It is literally, it's fun to watch.
Game tied at 16. Weist with a carry, no whistle, and he knocks down a 15-footer. You see, he brought that thing all the way around. Look at it, they just showed it again. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That is a carry. Shea Carroll with it on the right wing. Dribbles down the angle. He's caught again by a double team. Ducks underneath the defender, left it, put it up short. And a rebound for Klein. 8 minutes to go in the half. Mandan 18, Jamestown 16.
Mandan taking a lot of chances from opposite side. Those skips, diagonals are there.
Jackson Weiss around a Klein screen. Into the lane. Pull up. Fall away is good.
He's feeling it right now.
Nine. And it's 20-16. Mandan leads by four. Hand off to Ty Munson, left sideline. Munson trying to cross into the lane. Throws it across the floor. Open three from Brooks. Got it.
Perfect. That's that diagonal skip. Beautiful penetration to the skip. Outstanding.
Good find by Ty Munson, and Brooks was ready to shoot it. Mandan 20, Jamestown 19. We're back after this on ESPN Jamestown.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal-clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
Mandan 20, Jamestown 19, 7:29 remaining here in the opening half. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you for the West Region semifinals. First seeded Jamestown, fourth seeded Mandan. Of course, the Jays playing without the state's leading scorer. It's 28.5 points a game in Bowden Skunberg.
I'll tell you what, it'll be interesting to see if Mandan adjusts in that timeout, because weak side is coming all the way midline on any penetration for us and allowing that skip.
Jackson Weiss goes to the high post now for Carlson. Carlson attacks Lamp, puts up a runner, missed it, got his own rebound. Out to Lohman, catch and shoot three is going to be strong. And Brooks Carroll picks the rebound away from Dane Carlson. Hilgeman with the right sideline, flips it across the floor to Lamp again, playing with two fouls. 7:07 left in the first half. Shea Carroll with it on the right wing. Oh, I thought he had the step there to the baseline if he wanted it. Hilgeman with the left sideline. Dribbles it up top, gives it to Brooks. Brooks enters into the post for Levine. Levine backing in Klein, got him underneath the basket, nice. Puts it up and in. First points for Keith Levine, and Jamestown jumps in front 21-20.
Let's see if we don't attack him here a few consecutive trips, make him defend.
Up top for Thilmoni, going to lob into Klein. Klein underneath, puts it up and in. First points of the night for Elijah Klein.
You know, he's a kid I think I like playing behind him. He doesn't generally get too physical on the block.
Mandan leads 22-21. Carroll goes to Hilgeman on the right side. Free throw line extended. Dribbles down to the baseline. Carlson's there to cut him off. Skip pass across to Shea. Enters it in the post for Levine. Levine backing in Klein. Goes to the right hook. And what a finish from Levine.
Every time down the floor right now. Make him defend every time. Make him work on both ends.
23-22. Jamestown by a point. 5:59. In the first half, and they're isolating Carlson right now to force Lamp to play defense, and Carlson missed the shot. Lamp has the rebound. Here comes Lamp on the drive, has it tipped out of his hands. It goes right to Hilgeman. Hilgeman drives, kicks across the floor. Brooks, shot fake, defender goes by. His three is good.
3 for 3 to start the game here for Brooks. He's locked in.
26-22, Jamestown up by four, and Lohman didn't get that far away from him
I thought he should have taken the first shot, actually.
Inside for Klein. Klein backing in Levine, shot fake, and they're going to wave it off, a foul before the shot.
This is a pull-the-chair opportunity for Keith. As he's backing down, he's craving that contact. If Keith just steps away from him, he's going to fall to the ground because he's trying to get into his chest really heavy.
5:25 remaining in the half.
And that's just a killer right now, because we have two consecutive offensive possessions where Keith just goes right at him, and now we have to sub out on that two fouls. We'll see if we can get him back in here.
They go to Klein at the high post, faces up Matt Anderson, dumps it quickly to the corner for Lohman. Lohman turns the corner, finger roll at the rim is good, and Chase Lohman has had a great first half with 8 for Mandan. Lead cut in half, 26-24. Jamestown leads by 2. Hilgeman skips it across. Now off into the corner. Carson catch and shoot. Off the front rim, no. And Klein with the rebound for Mandan. 5 minutes to go till halftime.
Good ball movement there from the Blue Jays. Shifting sides.
Wiesel handed off to Lohman right side. Now around a Klein screen at the top of the key. Fires it to Thilmoni on the left. He leaves it for Carlson. Carlson into the corner. Now they lob it in for Klein. Klein going to face up Matt Anderson. Couple of dribbles into the lane. Dumps it back out. Here comes Lohman to the baseline. Underneath the basket, he dribbled it off his foot.
It'll be interesting. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, we saw a little bit of our zone last night. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit again tonight, especially with Carson's two fouls, because whoever he is guarding, it's automatic. They attack him instantly.
4.5 minutes to go in the half. Shea Carroll over to Brooks. Now to the left corner for Hilgeman. Hilgeman skips it to Brooks in front of the bench. A three, no, but the foul against Mandan before that. It's on the floor. It's through, running through the screen of Shea Carroll, called against Tyler Thilmoni.
I've never seen a guy his size give up his body just consistently like that. He doesn't care. Digs into a screen, gets to the boards. He just does all the little things.
Shea Carroll inbound on the baseline right. Gets it into Matt Anderson. Hand off to Carroll, right corner. Shea dribbles across the foul line. Gets it to Ty Munson. Left wing three. Bang! Ty Munson from the left wing.
That's a huge shot for us. If we can get him shooting confidently, that's going to be huge for the Blue Jays.
And Brandon Schaefer wants a timeout. Jamestown 29, Mandan 24, and it's been Shea Carroll facilitating the offense for Jamestown.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialists team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
Jamestown 29, Mandan 24. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you from the Bismarck Event Center. And if you'd have told me Carson Lamp would have 2 points with 4 minutes to go in the half and Jamestown would be leading by five, I probably wouldn't have believed you.
Well, it shows you the balance right now. We had this all year last year, and we've had it this year. A different guy each and every night. Brooks was early in the year. Brooks was phenomenal. Tonight, Shea Carroll's just been a stud.
Right corner, they lob it into Klein and tipped away by Brooks Carroll on the baseline.
So I was just taking a look. Coach Carroll went over to double check. He thought the number they reported was not Levine. Levine only has one foul. I heard him just ask him. He only has one, correct? And they just said yes. So
that is a definite game changer. So Levine can come back into this half. Hand off to Jackson Weiss, deep on the right side, 10 to shoot, attacks the middle, drops it off to Maloney, put it up too strong, gets his own rebound, however, and sticks it back.
Yeah, that's one thing it's been kind of a crutch for us these first two games, that weak side rebounding.
29-26, Jamestown leads by three. Ty Munson with it up top, gets it to Brooks on the right side. Max Anderson sets the screen. Brooks launches a three and hits from Mandan.
I'll tell you what. He is 100%. You never see him shoot off the dribble like that. He's locked in.
That one was from beyond the NBA line, and Jamestown leads again by six. 32-26. Jackson Weiss, angle drive, pulls up, floater, hit the front rim. Rebound for Max Anderson. 3:15 to play till halftime. Jays up by six. Carroll. Curls down to the baseline. Brooks wants it again, right wing. Had it stripped on the way up by Tyler Thilmoni. Now here comes Thilmoni to the rim. He missed the layup, but Klein's there to clean it up.
That was a little heat check for Brooks right there. I don't mind it.
He got it stripped before he even got the shot off, and Ty Munson almost chased down that block.
He did.
Jamestown 32, Mandan 28. Carroll gets it off into the corner. Max Anderson a three, rattles out. And Maloney the rebound for Mandan. 2:40 to go till half. Right sideline for Thilmoni. He'll walk into the top of the key. Bounces it to Klein, left elbow. Klein faces up Matt Anderson. I don't think he likes the matchup with Matt on.
He doesn't. Nope.
Hand off to Lohman, and he goes down the lane for a layup.
That's poor. Trailing a screen instead of getting through it right there. You've got to get up above that.
So now the lead cut to two as Mandan scored four straight. 32-30. Inside low on the left for Matt Anderson. Going to put it up from the baseline. Missed it. Brooks has the rebound underneath. He's going to bring it back out. No, his hook shot is blocked now by Maloney. And Maloney gets it out of there with 2 minutes to go. Finds Jackson Weiss. Weiss ahead for Thilmoni right sideline. Delmoni dribbles the baseline. Pass across the baseline to Lohman. A three rattles out. And a rebound picked up by Matt Anderson. 1:45 to go till halftime. James down 32, Mandan 30.
This is almost carbon copy of our game at home right now. Big start for Mandan. We settle in, come back.
Shea Carroll with it down to the right baseline. Underneath the basket now. He gets it to Matt. 15-foot jumper is off the back rim and a rebound for Klein with 90 seconds to play in the half.
And Klein's tired right now. He has not sat at all this first half, and he is gassed.
Weiss with it on the left wing. Goes around to Klein's screen. Down to the baseline. He's cut off and fouled. And that's just the fourth foul against Jamestown. It's going to be on the floor.
Yeah.
It's going to go on Shea.
Some uncharacteristic shots for us these last two or three trips, and I think coach knows that right now. We've got a few kids coming in, but part of that is when you have these different lineups and, you know, different roles on the floor. I love the fact that they're
giving
aggressive.
They're calling this a shooting foul.
He even thought it wasn't on the shot.
Yeah, there they go. I was going to say, that's on the floor. Because even Jackson was standing out of bounds,
yeah,
ready to get the
ball back in. As you could hear the people behind us pointing that out as well. He didn't even think he was shooting.
Yeah, Jackson was standing next to Chosik, ready to get the ball inbounded, and all of a sudden they go, no, shooting foul, and then they changed it. Klein down to the right baseline, cut off by Hilgeman, gets it to the high post. Maloney, 15-footer off the back rim, and a rebound for Klein, and he sticks it back, and you've got to get a body on Elijah Klein, and Jamestown's just not doing it right now.
It's getting a body and maintaining a body all the way through. Box him out well enough, the ball can hit the floor.
Jay Carroll into the right corner for Hilgeman. He's got Klein on him. And we have a foul away from the ball. It's going to go on Carson Kidd, who just came into the game for Jamestown. So an illegal screen off the ball. That's his first.
Didn't see it, but he's sure not complaining. So, you know, to be honest with you, those illegal screens, you'll take a few of those. It means the guy's trying to get a good piece of the body.
32-32, we're tied. Mandan on a 6-0 run. Delmoni dribbles to the right elbow. Back to Maloney, top of the key. Floats a pass into the corner for Carlson. Carlson looking for Klein. Jamestown's got two guys on him. Weiss, left-hand dribble. Flips it back to Carlson at the high post. Little stutter step, gives it to Klein. Trying to turn the corner. Spins back into lane. Turns around. Eight-footer is good from Klein.
And there's nothing you're going to do with that right there. I mean, I don't care who's guarding him. At 6'7", a little bit of a fadeaway. Fades to about 14 on that. That's a tough shot.
Shot clock is dark. Mandan on an 8-0 run. They lead 34-32. 12 seconds left, excuse me, in the half. Hilgeman hands it off to Shea Carroll. 7 seconds. Shea kicks it out to Carson Kidd. Shot fake. Dribbles to the baseline. Gets it up top to Shea Carroll. He has to force one up at the horn. And Jamestown did not get a very good look at all offensively these last few trips.
And I think what happened there is you could hear coach talking over here too, asking Brooks to come up and give that screen. When you have a shooter given that screen, you've always got your pick and pop option. That right there, they had Keith given that screen. It's not a roll situation late in that half like that, just because you got Klein in the middle of that. Bring a guard up that can shoot that, pick and pop that, then you're going to get a look that you really want right there.
So Mandan leads 34-32 as we go to halftime at the Bismarck Event Center. 8-0 run for the Braves to end the half.
Diesel fuel is diesel fuel, right? Wrong. If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium.
Back here inside the Bismarck Event Center, Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson. I guess we can call ourselves now an award-winning broadcast team.
How cool was that, huh?
Yeah, we won an award for the 2019 state championship broadcast. Just found out yesterday, so we're award winners now.
That's awesome. I was texting you yesterday when you mentioned it. It's just been such a fun deal to be on the ride here with you. I just really enjoyed it. And obviously, a lot of good basketball we've got to do.
And what I told you is that you make my job 100 times easier. So for those of you that think I do a good job, it's just because Luke basically brings me along. So
no, he's just got to find a mute button for me sometimes, is all.
Well, I'm going to start muting you probably if we win another state championship next Saturday night. Your mic's going to go off at the end. Mandan 34, Jamestown 32. We're at the half from the Bismarck Event Center. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson. Jamestown will start with the ball. Mandan finished the half on an 8-0 run for the Braves. Lamp, Levine, Carroll, and Hilgeman will start the half for Jamestown. And Chad Bjornson had had enough with Mandan's long huddle.
Yes, comes down the line. Let's go.
Klein, Riopelle, Wiest, Carlson, and Lohman for Mandan. And we're underway as the ball comes into Shea Carroll. Shea Carroll will walk it towards the right wing, looking for Hilgeman on the cut across. They go back up top instead for Lamp. Lamp's got Wiest on him now. Dribbles down to the left block. Picked up there. Throws it back out top for Shea. Right side for Hilgeman. Levine posting up on Klein. Can't get it into him. Hilgeman now across the floor. Shea catch and shoot three. Going to be off right. Rebound almost tipped back in by Levine. And it comes off the rim and collected now by Klein. And Mandan has a chance to add to their 8-0 run.
Yeah, it's just a matter of us limiting it right now.
Much better possession, though, for Jamestown.
Yes, it was. Double side, multiple sides. Good look, actually.
Left side corner for Riopelle. Out to the top for Carlson. Now across to the right for Wiest. Wiest hands it off to Klein. Going to face up. 18-footer. We'll take that all night. Misses off the left side of the iron. Rebound pulled in by Shea Carroll. Carroll races Jamestown back the other way. Finds Brooks on the wing. Thought about the three. Couldn't get the shot off. Back up to Shea. Hands it off to Lamp. Over to the right side, Hilgeman. 1 minute gone here in the second half. Long skip pass across the floor to Shea. Shea dribbles down to the baseline, hands it off to Brooks in the corner. Has Carlson on him, dribbles baseline, pull-up jumper, hit on the elbow, and he's fouled. And it'll be a couple of free throws for Brooks Carroll.
I like the attack from Brooks right there. He thought about the three, gets him set back just a little bit, and he's got the length there on Carlson as well. He can just rise up and shoot over the top.
First free throw coming for Brooks is good. Brooks has 15 now to pace Jamestown and lead all scores in this game.
He is a volume kid. When it comes in bunches.
Carroll makes both, and Jamestown has tied it at 34. Winner of the West Region Championship tomorrow night against either Minot or Bismarck High. They will play after this. Wiest across the foul line, dribbles down to the right block, starts to back it off into the corner. Up top for Riopelle. Swings it left for Jace Lohman, who had 10 in the first half. Out to Wiest. Catch and shoot three from the wing is good.
Nice
and Jackson
luck.
Knocks
good
down
kick.
Another. His second three of the game. That one from deep on the right wing. 37-34. Three-point lead for Mandan. Shea Carroll looking to attack towards the baseline. Now works it underneath the basket. Bounce it out to Hilgeman. Left of the circle. Three for the answer. Rattles out. And that goes off of somebody's foot. Picked up by Levine. Right hook off the window is short. And the rebound taken down by Riopelle for Mandan.
Ball again. Kept alive by who? Shea Carroll.
Shea Carroll. Right side on the wing. Looking to drive is Carlson. Back to Lohman. Lohman trying to turn the corner down to the right block. He's cut off there. Out to Wiest. Shot fake. Looking to go around Hilgeman. But back to Riopelle. Drives and kicks to Carlson. Carlson met by Shea Carroll. Offensive foul. It's going the other way as Dane Carlson pushed off. And Scott McPherson got him.
I'll tell you what, I'm trying to find the right nickname for Shea Carroll. I was talking about he's like the straw that stirs the drink.
He said Bulldog.
The Bulldog. He's the glue. I don't know. There's a lot of them that fit him.
Mandan 37, Jamestown 34. Shea Carroll down to the baseline. Cut off there. Looking to get it back out. Gets it to Lamp, top of the key. Lamp guarded by Jackson Wiest. Mandan leads by three into the lane for Levine on the slip. Down to the block, and Keith just muscles that one up and in.
You called it perfectly. Beautiful slip from Keith there. He split that screen. Great action.
What a pivot, too. He almost traveled, but kept that pivot foot down.
And he can rise.
Mandan 37, Jamestown 36. Speaking of rise, I don't know if you were here. You weren't here for the Dickinson game today, but there's a three from Wiest from the wing, and that one tickles the twine.
Ooh,
and he turned and yelled at Jacoby Lloyd after that three. 40-36, the lead is four. Here comes Brooks into the middle, dumps it off for Lamp, low on the right, has some trouble with it, and it's out of bounds back to Mandan.
Interested to hear. I couldn't tell what was said there.
That's not something that you see much from Jackson.
No, I'm a little surprised right now.
Mandan 40, Jamestown 36. Yeah, he turned right at Jacoby and yelled something to the Jamestown bench. Third three for Wiest. The lead is four, 40-36. Wiest attacks the middle, kicks it out to Carlson. Drives baseline, floater no. Rebound picked up by Klein, and he sticks it back.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. The problem with helping off of Klein as a shot blocker as Levine is, that's always going to leave him on that weak side.
Mandan up by six, 42-36. Lamp goes right by Wiest. Floater is blocked out of bounds by Klein.
You know, that's one of those kids always get so excited about a block. All I want to know is who's got possession after the block. I mean, that's fine, we got the block, but we still got the ball.
Carson's going to throw it in. Bounces it to the short corner for Brooks. Goes into Levine, low on the left, and Levine lost the ball out of bounds. And it's going back to Mandan. 14-19 to play here in the second half. Mandan 42, Jamestown 36.
Simply One Keith got a little excited on the catch. Didn't put it on the floor before he started moving.
Mandan on, I believe, a 14-2 run right now. Leading by six. Dane Carlson with it. Free throw line extended to the right. Looking for Wiest on the curl. Down to the block. And had it stripped by Hilgeman. Shea Carroll with it for Jamestown. Up the right side for Brooks. Brooks attacks the middle. Tries to drop it for Keith, and it's taken away by Klein. I forgot to finish my thought before, but Talon Claude of Dickinson had a nasty flush today.
Really?
From the right side across and dunked it on the other side.
Nice. You know he'll be in Jamestown next year.
He will be a Jimmy. 13:40 to play here in the second half. Mandan leading by six, 42-36. Trying to add to their lead. Six on the shot clock. Jace Lohman with the left side. Goes to the corner for Carlson. He'll try a three. Going to be way too strong, and that's going to be a shot clock violation against Mandan as that missed everything.
Good defensive possession for Jameson right there. Mandan just looked out of sorts as we have a few possessions. But right now, trying to figure out some rotations here. We got Ty coming back in. I would really like to see us pound Levine a couple times down the floor. Give it to him. Let him go to work on Klein.
Mandan 42, Jamestown 36. Clock at 13:23 of the second half. Ty Munson in the ball game for Jamestown. He played a lot of minutes, and he Shea Carroll ran it down. Wow.
Where did he come from?
I don't know how he got to that ball, but Ty Munson almost threw it away, and Shea Carroll was able to pick it off. And now the ball's free in the lane, and Klein picks it up, and the bad offensive possessions for Jamestown have continued here into the second half. Klein with it on the right wing. Puts it on the deck, and he's fouled by Hilgeman.
You know, that's one of those where you'd like to see Jacob just give him a little more room. If Klein's going to take that shot, let him take it. It's not a matter of letting him because he can shoot over the top of us, but that we'll take that one.
And
get some blood, I think.
Delmoni's going to have to come out. He's got some blood, and Jace Lohman's going to come in for Mandan. Chad Bjornson making him leave the game.
Didn't look real excited.
No, he wasn't happy about it. Mandan will inbound baseline right into the corner for Klein. Klein backs it out, hands it off for Jace Lohman. Back up top, Klein with it on the right elbow. Right-hand dribble down to the paint, had it stripped, and a foul is going to be called on Hilgeman.
It looked to me like maybe he had ball initially, but then you could see as it came up, Klein couldn't get his right hand up. He must have got a pretty good chunk of the hand there.
So it's going to be on the floor. That probably should be a shooting foul.
We'll take that for sure.
Mandan will throw it in baseline right.
Coach Schaefer's has the same question we do right now.
Mandan 42, Jamestown 36. Lobbed into Lohman. Lohman down the middle of the lane. Cut off by Levine and tries to throw it to Maloney. It bounces off his foot and goes out of bounds.
All right, 6 points, Steve. We just got to start chipping away. One of the things we haven't seen is consistent play out of anybody for us right now in the second half. Just inefficient offensively altogether.
Yeah, Jamestown just 4 points here in the half. Ty Munson spins into the lane, but nothing off of that. Back out to Lamp. Lamp looking for a cutter. Gets it up top to Munson, who has some trouble with it. Over to Hilgeman. Hilgeman had it knocked out of his hands. Gets it back. Flips it to Shea. Deep three. Left angle. Short. And a rebound knocked away by Munson. Picked up by Levine. And Levine has this one knocked out of bounds by Jace Lohman. And it's going to stay here with the Blue Jays.
Well, we've had some second chance opportunities, thank goodness, because our first chances just have not been real efficient right now. Even that shot is coming at the end of a shot clock from 23 feet.
12-12 to go in the half. Mandan 42. Jamestown 36. Lamp will throw it in. Lobs it in up top for Ty Munson. Bounces it over to Lamp above the right elbow. Lamp hands it off to Brooks Carroll. Skips it into the corner left side. Now back to the baseline for Carroll. Carroll underneath. Skips it across the floor to Carroll, but it's stolen by Filmoni. And Mandan has it back up six. Jackson Weiss trying to get around Shea Carroll. Can't do it. Bounces it left side. Now lob in for Klein. Klein into a double, spins baseline, air ball, but Maloney comes flying through for the offensive rebound. Out top to Jackson, he's going to try the three and hits again.
He's feeling it again here in the second half. He had about a five-minute stretch. He went off in the first half, and he's shooting the ball real well in the second half.
The lead is 9, and I'm a little surprised Jackson didn't get teed up for yelling at Shea Carroll after
and
that.
And then
three.
Also gave him the quiet down.
And there is a drive and a drop for Levine. He mishandles the ball, puts it back up and in.
Tell you what, that's what we got to ride. An and one can be a momentum builder right now. Let's get this going. Yeah, I am a little shocked by that, too. He gave him the be quiet there, the old finger on the lips there.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here from Jackson, but I am not a fan of what's going on.
I've not seen it.
Levine will shoot a free throw. And that one is short. Rebound to the right block, picked up by Klein. 45-38, Mandan leads by 7. 11-12 to play in the second half. Hand off back to the wing for Thilmoni. He dribbles into the lane, tries to dump it for Klein. Pass a little bit short, and he runs it down to the corner. Klein working back into the lane, and Shea Carroll slides through to steal it. Jamestown has a 2-on-2. Shea Carroll down to the block. Shot fake. Bounced it up top. Hilgeman, shot fake. Dribbles down to the block. Cut off there. Lobs it out to Brooks. Brooks goes back into Levine. Levine backing his way in. A lot of contact. Holy. Ball hit the bottom of the backboard, and we've got a foul against Mandan. Finally, Chad Bjornson blows his whistle.
I was being patient there, Steve.
That'll
holding my
Maloney.
Tongue. You know, we really have, ball has hardly touched Carson Lamp's hands here in the second half. We haven't seen, I don't think he's had a shot attempt. I don't think we've had anything offensively. See if we can get a set up or something to get him back going.
Lob into Levine, hand off to Lamp. And a lot of contact again as Lamp dribbles into the lane, gets it out to Hilgeman. Hilgeman picks up his dribble, hands it off to Shea Carroll. Carroll down to the baseline, cut off there, back to Hilgeman. Shot fake, goes by Riopelle, pull-up jumper, yes!
Nice. I love the aggressiveness. He's going to have to be big for us coming down the stretch here.
Jamestown cuts it to 5, 45-40. Jackson crossover left to the elbow. Throws it across to the right for Thilmoni. Lob in to Maloney. Tipped away, and Shea Carroll's there as Keith Levine knocked it free. Carroll to the free throw line. Wheels it back out. Gives it to Lamp. Over to Hilgeman now on the left. Skips it across for Shea Carroll. Open three, right wing. Got it!
What a
Shea
big
Carroll hit. With a catch and shoot three. And Jamestown's back within a single possession at 45-43, 9:50 to play here in the second half.
He's so timely.
Brandon Schaefer needs a timeout. 45-43, Mandan by 2 with 9:45 to play here in the second half.
RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and now into our fourth generation of family operation. We are incredibly proud of our area athletes and know how vital your family travel needs are to get you safely from home to the game and back again. New and used sales, service, parts, accessories, and body shop, plus our quick lane for oil changes, light duty service, and tires. Visit us at stoutcars.com, call 252-2270, or stop in at the junction of I-94 and 281 South in Jamestown. Everything you need for the season, Stout has it.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business, you know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business, you don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
Mandan by 2, 9:45 to go here in the second. And let me clarify what I said about Jackson Weiss's antics here on the floor. I don't have an issue with it, really, the fact that he's doing it. I have no problem when kids do that because it's basketball. Who cares? It's fun. But if that was the guy wearing number 14 in white, we would have had a couple of technicals dished out already today. 9:40 to go here in the second half. It's Mandan 45, Jamestown 43. Weist in the corner, gets it to Klein. Klein backing in. Shot blocked by Levine. He erased it. And Jamestown has it back, a chance to tie or take the lead.
That's just really good defense by Keith, keeping his feet to the last point.
Shea Carroll will bring it into the front court for Jamestown. Around to Brooks' screen. Dribbles down to the baseline. Skips it across. Hilgeman, catch and shoot three. Back rim, no. Brooks Carroll, the offensive rebound. He's going to put it back. Had it blocked by Klein, and it's tapped out to Thilmoni. And Mandan's got it back as we hit the midpoint of the second half. Right side for Thilmoni. With it up top is Lohman. Lohman in the right corner for Riopelle. Riopelle holding his dribble, now throws it up top for Jackson Weiss around a high screen. Dribbles down to the baseline, back to his left, puts up a shot over Brooks, it rolls in.
So one of the things you hear Coach right now talking about, don't switch, don't put ourselves in a bad situation. Jacob has a great release. We need to get a little more arch on that ball.
47-43. Four-point lead for Mandan. Carroll hands it off to Hilgeman. Now to Brooks. Inside it goes for Levine. And Klein coming from behind is going to be called for a foul.
That right there, the only thing I get a little concerned with, Keith, has got those hands behind him. Just keep those arms wide, make them come through the body. They got it there, but there's been a couple that we haven't gotten. If we can get that, just keep those feet working. You'll get it every time.
Lamp will throw it in on the baseline right. Looking for Levine. Instead, it goes to Carroll on the right elbow. Carroll over to Hilgeman. They've got Lohman on Levine right now as Hilgeman dribbles baseline, and that ball is tipped away. He keeps it, skips it out to Carroll. Three is going to be long off the back rim. Offensive rebound for Brooks. Finds Hilgeman now up top for Lamp. Just about 8 minutes to go. Jamestown down 47-43. Carson has Weist on him, drives by him, left side finish is blocked away by Klein, but it's Carroll in the corner, has the rebound, but he throws it to Jackson Weist. And Mandan has it back up four. Here comes Lohman to the baseline right. Underneath, baseline pass is stolen, but it goes right back to Mandan. As Hilgeman tried to keep it in play, it went through the hands of Brooks Carroll and right to Thilmoni. 7:40 to play in the second. Lob inside for Klein. Dribbles baseline, and he's fouled before the shot.
Yeah, as soon as that ball's in the air, Keith just needs to slide, get position defensively, make sure he's in a position to slide with him. That was just kind of an ugly series for about a minute. The ball was all over the place, nothing really going on for anybody. I think we've got, what do we got, Shea? I don't think he's come out of the game yet. I'm pretty sure Jacob Hilgeman has not saw any time on the bench yet either.
Lob it up top goes to Thilmoni. Right side, they'll drop it in for Klein, guarded by Levine. Klein goes baseline, underneath the basket, comes back into the middle and drops it in.
That's tough.
The lead grows to 6, 49-43. 4-0 run for Mandan. Hilgeman across to the right for Brooks. Hasn't hit yet in the half. There it is, first one.
Talk about timely. Couldn't happen at a better time right now for us.
So Brooks Carroll cuts the lead in half, 49-46. 7:07 to play here in the second half.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4, where you can play one of their 5 electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the buffalo in Jamestown.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Fralick, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional Eye Care Centers. Clearly the best.
.49-46. Mandan leads by three. 7:07 to play in the second half. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you from the Bismarck Event Center. Mandan will have the ball. Brooks Carroll's three slashes the lead in half. Brooks has now hit five from beyond the arc. Jackson Weiss will bring it up. Mandan over towards the right wing, guarded by Hilgeman. Now to Klein of the high post right. Klein dribbles down the lane, a lot of contact, puts it up and it drops in. Tough shot from Klein. I thought he pushed off.
Going to the basket. That is just a tough move from him. Good physical. I mean, that's there's nothing you're going to do with that. That's just a man.
51-46, Jamestown down five. Lamp gets it out to Carroll on the wing. Now they swing it to the right side for Brooks. Back up to Lamp. 13 to shoot for Jamestown. Lamp against Weist. Lamp a couple dribbles down to the baseline. Kicks into the corner. Shea Carroll. Baseline runner is no good, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Carlson.
I love the take by Shea. Gets him off his feet. He's got his little floater. That's the one we've been talking about. He's got that in his game. He did a good job of controlling the body.
51-47. Mandan with the lead as Shea Carroll makes the first free throw. 6:26 to play here in the first half. Or second half, excuse me. Second free throw also good from Shea. So Jamestown down three, 51-48. Need a couple of stops. So 6:24 to play. Jackson Weiss will bring it up for Mandan. Bounce it to the high post for Dane Carlson. Faces up, throws it left for Thilmoni. Now left side of the lane for Klein. Backing in on Levine, and an offensive foul. As Klein lowered the shoulder, Levine stood in and took the hit.
Really good job by Keith. What he did there is he actually gave him that right-hand dribble. He felt the left spin coming. He just slid over, took it right in the chest. I don't know if you saw that, but Coach Paulson was talking to him the last time on a free throw. He pulled him off the free throw line, and I almost guarantee you he had talked about that.
51-48, Jamestown down three. Shea Carroll with it up top, gets it to Hilgeman on the left wing. Hilgeman dribbles to the baseline, takes some contact, drops it in. Could have easily been an and one. Looked like he got hit on the hip, but Hilgeman puts it up and in. And it's 51-50, 5:49 to play. Weiss gets it out to the right wing. Cross now to Carlson. Carlson back to Weiss straight away. Weiss left-hand dribble, hands to Lohman, turns the corner, pull-up 15-footer is good, and the big night for Jace Lohman continues, 53-50.
Really good offensive action right there, dribble handoff to a 15-footer.
Left side, Hilgeman, now to Shea Carroll, left corner. Carroll dribbles baseline, up goes to Klein, had that one blocked, and it's picked up on the baseline by Carlson. So Shea Carroll tried to go with the giant killer, but Klein got up there.
He climbed the ladder that time.
Weiss, left side, trying to spin into the lane. Cut off there, going to pull up. 12-footer off the front rim, and Brooks has the rebound for Jamestown. Knocked out of his hand, and they're going to say it is off of Jamestown.
3 points, 5 minutes to go. This is essentially, right now, such a crucial time. And see if we can get, I would like to see Carson back involved here to make them adjust defensively.
Lobin goes to Carlson, just over 5 minutes to go. Mandan up three. Right corner, Jace Lohman dribbles in, fading left, knocks down a 15-footer.
Everything he does looks in rhythm and smooth right now. He's playing the game of his life.
Mandan 55, Jamestown 50. Brooks catch and shoot, got it. Number six for Brooks Carroll.
Man, we talk about sets, some kind of actions to keep it in his hands. Well, I think he's only missed 1 3 all night.
55-53, right wing for Thilmoni. Goes around Shea Carroll to the free throw line. Back out right side for Carlson. 4.5 minutes to go. 55-53. Jackson Weiss cut off by Hilgeman. Now picks up his dribble near the foul line. Gets it out top. Carlson, right side dribble. Back up top. Weiss catch and shoot. Three, no, but he's fouled. And it's going to be three free throws for Jackson Weiss.
Cardinal Sim.
And Jacoby trying to get an explanation from Todd Chosick, but I don't think he's going to get it.
Three big ones. 4:18. You know, there's so much time in this game. You talk about extending possessions. This is a long game still.
First free throw, no good from Jackson Weiss. 55-53. The score holds at two. Mandan will get two more foul shots from their senior point guard.
And another good time for us to really start attacking the rim. We're in the bonus. Let's get to the rim as much as we can. Make sure we're getting some free throws with that clock stopped. That's a little concerning. Shea coming off the floor. And
Shea Carroll limps off the floor. 4:18 to play. Mandan up by three right now. 56-53. Third free throw from Jackson Weiss is good. So he makes both. 57-53. Mandan leads by four. Clamp will hand it off to Hilgeman. Hilgeman attacks the middle, kicks it to Brooks left side, but the pass a little bit behind him. Up top now for Lamp. Lamp hands it off to Brooks. Skips it back to Ty. Looking inside, Munson goes to Levine. Levine backing in Klein, turns around, puts it up, missed it, and a foul called on Klein.
I'll tell you what, Keith is dedicated right now. I've not seen him spin over that other shoulder very often, over that right shoulder. 1-2, into his chest, turns. Great move by Keith.
That's the fourth on Klein.
That's a big one.
With 3:57 to play. Free throw from Levine is good. That's nine for Levine. Maloney coming in for Mandan.
You can see right now a substitute coming in for Klein. 4 minutes to go. I don't think I'm going any more than maybe a minute, minute and a half with him on the bench here if I'm Coach Schaefer.
Free throw is no good. Ty Munson has the offensive rebound. And Munson is reached in and fouled by Maloney.
Big, big board for Ty. Getting some bonus throws in the back end of it.
57-54.
Again, kind of the unsung guys. It's a different guy all the time. Ty Munson has done it defensively. He played some good minutes last night. He's had at least three of those big offensive boards tonight.
Munson will shoot the front end of a bonus. 19 foul against Mandan. Munson's first free throw, no good. And the ball tapped out of bounds by Levine. And it's going to go to Mandan. Braves up by three, 57-54. 3:52 remaining.
Unfortunately, without the made free throw on the back end of it, it's just another foul shot.
Right side. Jackson Weiss will bring it up. Hands to Thilmoni in front of the Mandan bench. Throws it left for Carlson. Now off to Lohman. Lohman looking to go around Lamp to the baseline. Wraparound pass, and nobody was home as he tried to throw it out into the corner. Nobody was there for Mandan. He got caught in no man's land under the basket and threw it away.
Difference between winning and losing. Empty possessions in this last 5 minutes. Make sure every possession counts.
Mandan 57, Jamestown 54. Winner to the West Region Championship tomorrow night. Inside for Levine, low on the left. Levine into a double, spins into the lane, missed the hook shot. Carroll trying to tip it back, and he's fouled. And, oh, man, did Brooks hit his head there?
I think he was protecting
his head, maybe?
Yeah, I think there was somebody behind him as he was falling and just kind of fell into his knee. Right now is the time where we've got, you know, without Klein right now, if we enter that ball into the post and we set Brooks up diagonal, those are some opportunities right now because at that time, Carlson dug that from all the way opposite wing, all the way to the block.
So Brooks will shoot two free throws. First one is good.
See, we got Shea back in here. I don't know if he got his ankle. Looks like he got his ankle taped up quick. That sock's up, and you can see the tape job done there.
Brooks Carroll leads the Jays with 23 in this game. Second free throw from Brooks is good. He didn't even hit the rim. 24 for Carroll. 57-56. Jamestown leads Mandan by one. 3:20 to play. Jackson Weiss between the rings. Fires it right side. Now off into the corner for Lohman. Carlson comes to get it. Up to Weiss. Shot fake. Trying to go around Hilgeman. Cut off there. Thilmoni on a handoff. He'll take it across the foul line. Gets it to Carlson. A lot of dribble weave action here. Shot fake from Weiss. Weiss step back three, top of the key, off the side rim, no, and a rebound picked up by Keith Levine. James now can take the lead. 57-56, they trail. Carson Lamp on the right wing, attacks the baseline, out to Hilgeman, top of the key. Ooh, Hilgeman may have traveled. Hand off to Lamp. Back to Hilgeman, right side, layup good, and Jamestown is in front. 58-57.
We've said it all year, that two-man game between those two has just been phenomenal.
They played a lot of basketball together over the years. 2.5 minutes to go. Left side, Maloney backing his way in towards Levine, and he's fouled. So Maloney going to the foul line for two shots with 2:29 to go, and I can't believe Elijah Klein's still on the bench.
He's ready to check in. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I can't believe he's not in, but I took a look down. He's been sitting there for a little while. That's one of those sometimes you almost, as a coach, you'll say, hey, take a foul. We got to get him back right now.
But, well, foul leads to free throws for Jamestown.
That's true.
Double bonus.
That's
Maloney
true.
Hits the first free throw.
Lots of timeouts left, too. Three for each team. So two minutes and 30 seconds could stretch out to 10 minutes here pretty quick.
2:29 left. Maloney ties the game with the first free throw. Can put Mandan back in front. And that one is short. Levine the rebound. And what it also does is
keeps Klein
on the sideline. Up to Hilgeman. Hilgeman to the rim. Lays it in. Count it and one. As Dave Carlson slid underneath him.
Big, big time transition bucket right there from Jacob. And I'll tell you what, when that kid's in the open floor, he can do some just really, really special things.
60-58, Jamestown by two, 2:22 to play. I like what I've seen from Jacob here in the last few minutes.
He's had a really good stretch, multiple attacks at the rim.
Free throw from Hilgeman is good. He converts the three-point play. Jamestown with a three-point lead, which I believe is their largest of the game.
I think it is.
61-58, 2:18 to play. Buckle up, West Region semifinals, Jamestown and Mandan. We're going to be in for a good finish. Wiest, high post for Klein. Left side, pulls up, 17-footer off the back rim, no, and Keith Levine vacuums in the rebound. 2:02 to play, up to Hilgeman. Hilgeman finds Brooks trailing, now to Levine low on the left. Backing in, Levine, hook shot off the back rim, bounces in! And Jamestown leads by 5, 63-58. And I thought Klein picked up his fifth with a little bump as Levine was going through the lane.
That ball touched every part of the rim on its way down.
63-58, 1:46 to go. Jays up by 5.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
Jamestown 63, Mandan 58, 1:46 to play in the West Region semifinals. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you from the Bismarck Event Center. And as we said, this is the eighth time these two teams have played since February 20th of 2018. There's no love lost on the floor between these two, and this has lived up to the billing.
Well, just two consecutive trips for us, just huge, huge big-time buckets. Jacob Hilgeman coming back from a big board from Levine and finishes offensively.
Klein kicks it out to the right corner. Driving baseline, Thilmoni under the basket. Kicks to the corner. Wiest a three. It's good. And Jackson knocks down a huge three to cut the lead to 2 with 90 seconds to go.
Great set out of that. Hammer action for Coach Schaefer. Finds him on the baseline.
63-61. Shea Carroll, a lot of dribbling up top. Finds Hilgeman. 19 on the shot clock. Hilgeman goes to Lamp left side. Lamp drops it in for Levine. He's got Klein on him playing with 4. Shot fake. Levine into the lane. Hook shot. Rattles home. And the lead is back to 4. 107 to go.
Talk about just playing the game. I love it.
65-61. Keith Levine with the finish. Now Klein to the high post. Around a Lohman screen. Back to Levine. Or back to Klein. He attacks Levine in a foul with 53 seconds to go before the shot. It's going to be on the floor, just the 6th team fouled against Jamestown. That's the 3rd on Levine.
Well, this one right now, is that out-of-bounds play that you've had in your back pocket for postseason?
Jackson will inbound it. They'll get it in towards Klein, and it's barely tipped by Keith
Levine. I didn't even see him tip it because Coach Schaefer was in my way. He had just barely caught it.
Barely. Keith Levine just saved Mandan. That'll be thrown in now on the sideline right for Mandan. They're posting up Levine off the posting up Klein off the inbound, and he puts it up and in right off the inbound. 65-63. Jamestown leading by 2. The shot clock obviously still on with 44 seconds to go. And Hilgeman will bring it up the left sideline. And it's going to be a timeout by Jacoby Lloyd. 37.3 seconds to go. 22 on the shot clock. Jamestown 65. Mandan 63. We'll talk about it in 30 seconds.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal-clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
Jamestown by 2, 37.3 seconds to go, and Jamestown will have the ball out of the timeout, and obviously they're going to have to shoot over the shot clock at 22. Now, just to put this in perspective, thank goodness North Dakota has a shot clock in the long run.
Amen.
There's a Nebraska basketball game, high school girls game today, that went to 3 overtimes. Nobody scored from the 2:13 mark of the fourth quarter to the 3rd overtime.
I don't know if you've ever heard about the region Hettinger game.
Yes.
I mean, that's the stuff, thank goodness. I love the shot clock.
Now, it's against us in this situation.
Right.
But at least
it makes you play the game.
Yeah.
You've got to figure out how to finish.
It rewards defense.
I love that part of it.
Jamestown
absolutely.
Will inbound. Hilgeman will inbound front court, sideline left, up by 2. And they're going to get it into Shea. 15-second differential, game clock and shot clock. Carroll will walk it over to the right side. Looking to post up Levine. Carroll to the basket. Underneath, had it stripped and stolen by Klein. He got caught underneath three Braves on the baseline. Mandan will get the ball back now, up by two. Brandon Schaefer is going to take a timeout with 15.7 seconds. And Jamestown with a 65-63 lead.
And it is bonus free throws now from Mandan the rest of the way, so this isn't even a foul. You know, if you can get him to run a few seconds, a lot of times you can foul him and then, you know, burn one, but we're out of that situation right now. Shea just got a little too deep there, and I think they actually kind of goaded him into that because they had Keith on the high post, ended up Klein coming down, and then he just didn't have any vision to see where he needed to go. If I was Mandan, Keith has kind of struggled from the free throw line tonight. In that situation, if you get low, you know, in those fouls, it's a matter of finding your people right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see if Coach Lloyd goes to an offensive-defensive rotation as these fouls start happening now. Max Anderson's always been brought into the game in these situations, and he's 6 for 6 in the last three games in those situations. So be interesting to see what Coach Schaefer has dialed up. Last time he had that hammer action for Jackson on the baseline, or let's see if they dump it down to Klein and let him just go to work.
15.7, Jamestown 65, Mandan 63. And Mandan will inbound the ball, front court sideline left when we return to action. We're not going anywhere. We're not taking a break. They don't want to miss anything here, but... So it's Carlson, Wiest, Klein, Lohman, and Thilmoni, the five that Coach Schaefer's pretty much ridden the whole way.
Yep.
Carlson will throw it in front court, sideline left. Gets it into Thilmoni. Thilmoni guarded by Shea Carroll. They go to the high post for Klein. Klein dribbles down to the right elbow, gets it out top for Carlson. Back to Klein, six to shoot. Klein dribbles in, finger roll at the rim is good with 2.5. Inbound is stolen, and... Mandan's not able to get a shot off, and we're going to go to overtime again at the Bismarck Event Center.
Wow. Two nights in a row. I can tell you right now what I want to do first trip down the floor. I'm attacking Elijah Klein. I want him out of this overtime frame as soon as I can get him, and I give up a charge to try and get it. You know, you just got to attack him initially, whether it's a ball screen, and if they switch it out, the guard takes it into him, or go to Keith, but I want to get him out of there because we just don't have an answer right now.
So Klein ties it at 65, and we'll play overtime again.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
More free basketball at the Bismarck Event Center. Steve Linsmeyer, Luke Anderson with you. And Jamestown and Mandan going to overtime. And why not?
Two nights in a row. Here we go. Difference tonight, we've got everybody in our lineup. Keith Levine is still in there. Full squads for both teams. Finish and start with starting five.
And the only guy really in foul trouble for Jamestown is Keith Levine with three.
And that's why you'd expend that charge if you need to, you know, just anything going at the rim. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do a different matchup, although right now Mandan doesn't have a matchup outside of Klein for him.
Klein's got four for Mandan, 65-65. That was an ugly toss from McPherson, but Mandan will get the ball to start the overtime session. High post, and there's a pass thrown right to Keith Levine.
We'll take it.
So Jamestown gets a steal, and they'll get the ball for the first time here in overtime, tied at 65. Left side for Shea Carroll. And Carroll trying to get around Jace Lohman, and he's fouled. It'll be a couple of free throws for Shea Carroll.
Those are possessions I love as a coach right now. You got a good free throw shooter at the line. Foul, didn't have to do anything. It's 3 points are so valuable in overtime.
So Shea Carroll will shoot two. First one on the way is good. It rattles in. Shea 3 for 3 from the foul line so far. 66-65. Jamestown's lead is one. And Shea hits both foul shots. 67-65. Jamestown leads by two. 3:35 left in overtime.
That dribble weave action was really good for Mandan. And they're starting in it right now.
Up top for Carlson. Back to Wiest on the right wing. Wiest attacks the middle. Nothing there. Swings it left. Now they go inside for Klein. Back out top. Carlson looking to drive. Kicks it back to Lohman. Catch and shoot three was blocked. And the rebound goes right to Klein, and he finishes it at the rim.
Really smart play on that back end, though, by Brooks. I thought he was going to follow him on that putback, and he just pulled the hands back and let him have it.
67-67 as Klein gets the putback. Here comes Hilgeman down to the block. He's cut off there. Gets it to Carroll in the right corner. Back up to Lamp. Lamp was the hero in overtime yesterday. One-on-one against Wee. Starts to back in. Finds Shea on the left side. Shea looking to enter it. Nothing there. Seven to shoot. Lamp, top of the key. One-on-one against Wee. Dribbles the right side. Takes it in. Lays it up and puts it home. Two for Lamp. His second basket of the game.
Overtime buckets. That's what he does, right? Five of six. Six of seven from the field last night in overtime.
69-67. Jamestown by two. Wiest with it on the right elbow. Back out it goes to Carlson. Carlson swings it to Lohman. Now inside for Klein. He's doubled by Carroll. Puts it up. Levine blocked it. And the rebound into the arms of Brooks Carroll. So Keith Levine with a big block. Jamestown up by two. 69-67. Shea Carroll goes into Levine. Levine backing in Klein. Shot fake. Puts it up. Missed it. And a rebound off the hands of Brooks Carroll. And out of bounds. And Brooks isn't happy about that one.
Tell you what, big time block by Keith Levine right there. Immediate double off of Brooks comes down to double that, forces him to his right shoulder, and then he brought it back to the right hand, which just brought it right back into Levine.
69-67, Jamestown by two, 1:55 left in overtime. Jackson Wiest with the top of the key for Mandan. Right side it goes for Carlson, and he throws it away. Picked up by Lamp. They were looking for Klein. He went to set the screen and went away from the spot.
Looks like just miscommunication on that set.
69-67. Carroll dribbles in to the block. Wraparound pass into the corner for Hilgeman. I don't know how he found it. Now gets it out in the corner. Shea catch and shoot. Three. Back rim no. And Carson Lamp fighting for the rebound and a timeout for Mandan as Stilmoni got the loose. Check that. Carlson got the loose ball.
Really intelligent play by him as he goes down for that rebound. As soon as he grabbed that ball, as he started to, before he could even roll, starts calling timeout. Heady play right there.
So Jamestown up by two, 1:27 to go in overtime.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
Jamestown leading by two in overtime.
Lots of possessions left. Where are you going? Where are they going to go, Steve? I think right now I would maybe even use Klein as more of a decoy. Find Lohman an open look. Shot it so well.
Or Jackson.
Or Jackson. Yeah.
69-67. 2-point lead for Jamestown. Hand off to Wiest on the left side. Goes around a screen from Carlson. Couple shuffle dribbles to the right. Now back up top to Carlson. Lohman comes to get it. Lohman works across the foul line to the right elbow. Now it's Wiest in the corner. Looking in for Klein. Gives it to him low on the right. And Klein puts it up and in to tie the game at 69.
We got to pinch him early. Don't even let the ball go into him right now because he's just taken over.
69-69. Under a minute now in overtime. Carson Lamp with it for Jamestown. Hilgeman wants it on the left wing. Now he's got it. Hilgeman looking to attack. Flips it out to Carroll right side. Shea brings it up. Gives it to Lamp. 12 on the shot clock. Lamp gets around Wiest to the elbow. Pull back 15-footer. Got it. And Carson hits again in overtime.
Unbelievable.
71-69. Shot clock is on. 6-second differential. Jackson Wiest, left elbow, hands it off to Carlson. Carlson gives it up to Lohman, trying to turn the corner. Down the middle to the left block. He stopped there. Floats a pass out to Wiest on the left wing. 15 on the shot clock. Right side on the wing for Carlson. Now Klein low on the right. Back in the middle. Carlson layup. No! It rolled off. Rebound by Lamp with 12 seconds. Lamp is going to be now fouled with 8.7 seconds remaining. And how in the world did Dan Carlson miss that layup?
I don't know, because he was all alone. He had to have just been thinking, there's no way I can be this open right now. One of the things, you know, I think they started that possession with 42, 40, somewhere around there. What I like is I want to get as many shots at the basket as I can rather than running that 25 seconds when they took that shot, because it just limits so much what you can do on the back end.
Lamp will shoot two. First one is good. And Jamestown leads by three. 72-69. 8.7 seconds remaining. Jacoby wants a timeout if Lamp makes this foul shot.
He's trying to have a little contest, see if Schaefer takes it.
Free throw is good, and Jamestown leads by four. 8.7 seconds to go, and now Brandon Schaefer wants a timeout. 73-69. Jamestown by four in overtime in the West Region semifinals.
Diesel fuel is diesel fuel, right? Wrong. If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Senex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Senex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance. To learn more, talk with Gary with Creative Energy, your certified Senex distributor. Call 252-4040.
Jamestown up by four, and Luke, Mandan's out of timeouts. So even if they hit a three, Jamestown likely does not even have to inbound the ball.
100%. Just run the baseline, allow that time to expire. Hopefully that's something that's going on right now. Just make sure that gets said right now.
So it's 8.7 seconds to go. Jamestown 73, Mandan 69. Dane Carlson's layup to tie the game with about 20 seconds to go. Spun off the front rim and out.
To tie it. That's a heartbreaker.
8.7 seconds remaining. Dane Carlson will inbound for Mandan. Gets it in to Jace Lohman. Takes it across the timeline with six. Lohman, 40-footer, is in and out. No good. Rebound Klein, 3 seconds. Puts it back. 1.8, and now there's 0.2.
I think they're going to put a little extra time back on here.
They gave Brandon Schaefer a timeout.
Yeah, there's your technical.
With 0.2. And Mandan is going to be out of timeouts.
Yeah, totally understandable, to be honest with you.
1.8 on the game clock. Yeah. So Schaefer's going to take the technical.
Yeah.
With 1.8, and Jameson up 73-71.
Tell you what, that is really impressive if that's intentional on his part.
Yeah.
That is really impressive.
Yeah, because the game's not over now.
No, it entirely changes it.
So Klein put it in. It's 73-71, Jamestown by two. Carson Lamp's going to get some free throws for Jamestown. But we're going to have, they are going to award, they give Mandan a timeout and the technical?
I don't know. Looks like it's coming as a full timeout right now. I'm not, maybe Coach Lloyd took, I don't know.
So Carson Lamp's going to get free throws with 1.8 to go. And then Jamestown's going to get the ball back.
So obviously, it gives them life in the sense that at least they have an opportunity to try and pick a pass off or do something there. But, I mean, right now you knock down your free throws, it doesn't much matter.
Yeah.
So.
Or get the ball inbounded on the next turn.
Exactly. Throw it to the other end of the, I mean, just throw it under the rim somewhere and just get away. Just make sure it doesn't go out of bounds.
1.8 seconds to go. Jamestown 73, Mandan 71. And a technical issued to Mandan, an intentional technical taken by Brandon Schaefer.
I'm telling you, that's impressive.
Yeah,
it is. That is really impressive. I think that's a good piece of coaching. It gives you an opportunity.
Yeah, the game's not over, otherwise the game was over.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see Jamestown just left the ball out of bounds. Left it out of bounds. That's impressive.
Lohman almost made that 40-footer, too,
yes,
by the
did.
Way.
Yes,
it hit the
did.
Inside of the back rim and bounced away.
That's one of those that, you know, that's probably on that whole staff. I'm sure that's discussion that took place.
Yep.
Hey, all they got to do is, as you had talked about, all they got to do is let us sit there.
And Lamp's first free throw doinks off the front rim, 73-71. 1.8 seconds left. Second technical shot coming for Lamp is good, 74-71. Jamestown will inbound at the half line.
That was the next question. These are the things you generally deal with.
Yeah.
Right now, if I'm Jamestown, I'm literally throwing that ball near the rim and just hoping for a scrum.
Hilgeman will inbound it. And he's going to toss it in towards Lamp. Lamp makes a running catch in the lane, and this game is over. Jamestown's going back to the West Region Championship. They hold off Mandan 74-71 in overtime, and they've won seven straight against the Braves.
That's phenomenal. I mean, it's, you know, with what, 2 minutes to go? It's probably more about 4 minutes to go. I'm like, man, I just don't know. We're going to get over the hump again. It was kind of the same scenario that we saw last night against Williston. But I'm going to tell you right now, that is a huge, huge relief for this team, for Coach Lloyd. You go to that third day into a state qualifier, those are always difficult games. You're going in with obviously a younger team. That's just a big-time win. Big-time win for Jamestown right there.
Jamestown 74, Mandan 71. The Jays are going to their third consecutive West Region Championship. What a run these last three years.
It's been unbelievable.
And they're going back to the state tournament. Let's remember, when you guys went in 2015, that ended a 14-year drought. We've gone four times since.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's amazing. It's just you love it to see it for the program. You love it to see it for the kids that are coming up. And to be honest with you, if you take a look at our sports right now, across our winter season right now, boys hockey goes and gets consolation out there. Girls gymnastics goes and gets second place. I mean, we just had a really, really special winter sports season. And to be honest with you, it's just a really good sports season all the way around. All teams have really been competitive. And it's great for a community like Jamestown that, I've always said I'm a small town kid, and when I came to Jamestown, it was always, where does it fit in? It's a small town feel in a bigger town. It's just it's what brings the atmosphere and makes it so great for this community.
74-71 overtime win. We'll take a quick break. We'll chat with Jacoby after this.
Honda has found a way to make the great outdoors even better with special offers on select 4-track ATVs. Our lineup of tireless 4-track ATVs are designed to tackle the toughest jobs and leave you with enough energy to enjoy a ride once the work is done. And now, get up to $800 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Just head to Gutter Real Sports in Jamestown during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event and make this your best year outdoors yet. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select and new unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Back here inside the Bismarck Event Center, Jacoby Lloyd joining us on the post game.
I can't hear a single thing you're saying, so I'll just talk about the game. Turtle Mountain's band is awesome.
Fantastic.
Jacob Hilgeman is an absolute stud. I hope he gains so much confidence from this game. Brooks Carroll was huge in the first half, just drilling heart-stopping threes. And then Lamp, not the greatest game of his entire life, but when it mattered, he has the heart of a champion. No shots too big for him. And then Keith Levine was just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I'm extremely proud of our team. And this tournament is amazing. It's probably the best tournament in the entire state.
I agree.
No game has been disappointing.
No. Well, you guys got the win. I mean, it was quite another overtime battle. But again, they tied it at the buzzer, but you guys came back in overtime and had the answer.
So resilient. These kids, they don't care. They just want to grind and play basketball. We're paying for extra. This is free basketball. We love it.
Two nights in a row. You talked about a lot of guys. There's so many. Shea Carroll.
Oh,
the kid was a workhorse. We had so many people. Matt Anderson, valuable minutes. Munson. Ty comes in, has big minutes.
Munson's offensive rebound at either end of regulation.
End of regulation, yeah.
Those plays are winning plays. These kids make winning plays because they love playing with their teammates and love playing for their teammates. It's so much fun to be around these guys.
Third straight West Region title. You're going back to the state tournament. Third West Region title game. You're going back to the state tournament. What does that mean for your program?
I'd like to say that I'm used to it, but it's still, every year is different. It means a lot to our kids to be able to persevere and battle through this, because I think some people, when they saw Bowden was hurt, they were like, okay, Jamestown's licking their wounds and we're going to be maybe an easy out or maybe a little bit easier. Our kids just battle, and I love their tenacity. Even though I do get disappointed with some of the defensive stance, basically, is our issue. But we get another week to play basketball, and they're such good kids in the gym and in the classroom. They're quick learners. We can make those changes in practice. It'll be great.
I think it's just amazing to me. You've talked balance, and I cannot stress that enough. So many teams, you can key on one or two guys. You know a special's coming for somebody. There's going to be a set coming. We've had at least five different people make game-changing buckets for us or pick up a game-changing play for us. I think that's one thing that sets this team apart from other people.
Sometimes when you get locked in having a great player like Bowden, everybody, you draw up your plays for him. You want to get him open looks. Right now, with the way our kids are playing it, no kid is afraid of making a huge shot or making the play to win the game. Everybody steps up. Nobody's afraid of the big moment.
Coach, congratulations. We'll talk more tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Outstanding win.
That is Jacoby Lloyd, head coach of the Blue Jays. His team, 74-71 winners. I want to go back to what you were talking about this winter for Jamestown High Athletics. The gymnastics team finishes second. The wrestling team finishes third. The hockey team finishes fifth. The basketball team, without the state's leading scorer, is going to their third consecutive West Region title game. I mean,
it's phenomenal.
Been an unbelievable winter.
And I apologize to those wrestling folks out there. I knew I was missing somebody. Yeah, Coach Eslick ends up getting Coach of the Year on the wrestling side of things. A tremendous winter for the entire program. And that's they're builders for all programs. They feed off of each other. Success in one program always feeds the others. You know, so many times you think you're working against each other because you're fighting for these athletes as they move up, but they all support each other in one way or another, and it's really special to see it happening for us this year.
I'll tell you what, the first 6 years I came to this tournament, I was always envious of not getting to call that last game of the night.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, I will never take tomorrow night for granted.
But I think Coach Lloyd hit it on the head. You can't take it for granted. This is special stuff. I love that he mentioned this tournament's better than any other. And I know it's not the big tournament. The state's where it's at, but this tournament, the atmosphere is consistently. 5 o'clock today, I come in here, the stands are packed like it's championship day.
Yep.
It's just a great tournament.
Well, and you had, of course, the Minot and Bismarck High fans beginning to file in. So you had, they opened up the top tonight. You've got people sitting up there. I mean, the atmosphere for this game was absolutely incredible. I wish more of you could have been here, but we're so glad you tuned in online. And, Coach, you want to hit the final numbers for us here?
Absolutely. For Mandan, 25 for Jackson Wiest on efficient 9 of 14. 5 of 5 from 3 for him for the game. 2 for Carlson. 14 for Lohman. Big, big early in the first half. A little bit in the second half. 24 for Klein. Finished with 17 boards on top of it. They shot 60% from the field in the second half. Great production. 50% for the game. Coach Winchanski's giving me a hard time right now. So I'm going to try and keep a straight face going here. 9 for Shea Carroll, 24 for Brooks Carroll, 13 for Hilgenman, 9 for Lamp, 13 for Levine, 4 for Ty Munson, and 2 for Matt Anderson. 50% from the field the second half for the Blue Jays, 48% for the game. Just an incredibly even played game. 12 turnovers for Mandan, 11 turnovers for Jamestown. Rebounds are 30-33. So many things almost identical other than the game-winning plays. We made more game-winning plays when it mattered.
Jamestown 74, Mandan 71. We will await the winner of Minot and Bismarck High tomorrow night in the West Region Championship game. And Coach Winchesky coming over to give Coach Anderson a handshake. But what a night for the Blue Jays. I mean, we talked about it, the rivalry. I mean, it has been back and forth. You go back to that shot 2 years ago that Bowden hit to send Jamestown to the West Region semis for the first time in a couple of years.
Yep.
I mean, that shot has changed the future of Blue Jay basketball.
The trajectory, it really has. I mean, that's, you take a look at that, it's just been an unbelievable run. This year, you know, As we come down the stretch, we have 3 losses and two losses. Tough stretch. I'm like, we're talking about things that people don't do.
Yeah.
I mean, and now we're doing it without the leading scorer right now. But let's not forget to give credit there too. I mean, you take a look at him. One time, Coach Lloyd had to try and pull him off the floor because he's across half court trying to celebrate with his teammates. So it's it's truly team basketball, and it's just a lot of fun to watch right now. Pretty special.
Tomorrow night, 7:45, we'll be right back here at the Bismarck Event Center to call another West Region Championship game. Jamestown will await the winner of either Minot or Bismarck High. They take the floor here in about 12 and a half minutes, and Coach, we'll see you back here tomorrow night for that.
Sounds like fun to me.
For Luke Anderson, Steve Linsmeyer saying so long for the Bismarck Event Center. We'll see you back here tomorrow night for the West Region Championship.